The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Welcome to The Netball Show with Flyhawk. On this podcast, we're going to hear from Sarah Donovan, who's been confirmed as World Netball's Courage Ambassador.
I'd seen on Instagram and Facebook the World Netball announcing that they were taking on ambassadors to fit the different sections, the different priorities they had for the year, but hadn't really given it a huge amount of to thought and was kind of following to see what would happen next. And what happened next was I had an email from World Netball saying that I'd been chosen. I had no idea until that email came through, and they'd suggested that friends and family had sent in some very nice and very amazing things about me.
Essentially, as well, it's about that recognition of one of those really core World Netball values, courage. I wonder if we could maybe look at your particular story.
Yeah, so played netball in the pouring rain, same as everybody else, came up through the ranks in East Essex, moved across and played netball at UIC in Cardiff under Raywin Henry for 3 years. And then when Team Bath were looking to start that very first squad of players to start building towards the Super League, I went across for my teaching PGCE. And was there for the 10 years with the first, I think there was five of us to begin with. I think it was Claire Elsey, Catherine, Jeeva came across and joined. I mean, it was a really small group to begin with, even before the Super League started. So I was very, very fortunate. I mean, not in the same class as those guys, but was very fortunate to have been part of that. And then for the 10 years that followed, I had an amazing time playing Premier League and Super League training with those guys. It was just, yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Jess was there as well. I had, you know, Billy Bowers from Wales I'd had an opportunity to play with. I mean, it was quite the team. I felt quite honoured to be on court with those guys. And then I kind of sort of thought I was kind of easing myself out and came across to Dubai 11, 12 years ago. I thought it was going to be quite sort of nice, relaxing out in the sun here. And I moved to the desert, really into the desert in Al Ain, in Abu Dhabi, and started introducing netball to some of the Emirati ladies that were out here, the young girls that perhaps had heard lots about basketball but never really had the introduction of netball. And then in the last 5 years, I moved to Dubai, where it's exploded massively. Netball in Dubai is the biggest female participation sport, absolutely huge. And because I want to be involved and I want to grow, I got involved with the local league and helped grow that and develop that. And that then turned into, with the growth of it, the development of the sevens, the Dubai Rugby Sevens introduced netball. I was a part of that as we grew that for the last 5 years. And the amazing introduction of the UA netball team, and the fact that there was an introduction of that first ever open international squad. I mean, it's been a whirlwind out here for the last few years. I mean, rugby's been massive, but netball just exploded in the last few years. And there's masses and masses of girls participating. So just, yeah, that was kind of my sort of story in the sense of being out here. But with regard to the courage thing, I don't know. I wouldn't refer to myself as courageous. I think I was just somebody that was faced with a challenge nearly sort of 2 years, 3 years ago now, and still very much ongoing, when I found out I had breast cancer. I think I'm the kind of, I'd like to think I'm just the type of person that looked at it and went, okay, so that's happening, can't do anything about it to change it. I think how you deal with it from that point kind of set the tone for me, and I didn't want it to dictate who I was or dominate my life. So I very much tried to carry on and be me, kept playing netball, kept going to school and teaching, trialled for the UAE National Open squad. And just went about my day, whether it with treatments and all sorts of things. So, yeah, I for me, it was day to day, listening to the sort of, or seeing the nominations that have now come up on World Netball. It's just amazing some of the words that friends and family have put together.
Can I ask a little about that initial diagnosis? Was it a case of, I've got it, the acceptance, and how I'm going to get through it?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want it to define me. I'm quite quite sort of a private person anyway. And when it all came about, I think much to my mum and dad's upset initially, I kept it all very close to my chest. It was only my best friend out here, my flatmate at the time. The two of us went along, did an initial check, didn't really think, and it kept working, kept doing, got a phone call to say, we need to see you again. And thought, okay, well, go back, have a checkup, and then had which then led to a biopsy. And this was all kind of happening in the build up to Christmas. So we went through a kind of a 2-3 month period where it was just the two of us, because I didn't, you know, when you have, there was too many questions and not enough answers, and I didn't really want to go through the sort of process of trying to deal with everybody else and answer, but when I didn't know. So we kind of went through that period. So it was really 2018, on sort of that Christmas period before New Year, where I had the answer that not only had I found one lump, but actually when they'd gone in and done all the investigation, they found a further two. So it was two different types of cancer that were actually in my chest. It was just unbelievable. I mean, very overwhelming, but yeah, I very much approached it from the idea that, okay, well, what do we do about this? How does this, and it seems ridiculous, but I kept thinking, how does this fit in around my job and my netball and me being active, and where can I make the cancer work for me? How can I make it fit my life? Which I think, I don't know how I managed it, but it's definitely how I wanted to move forward with it. And I think given the choice, if I could have kept it quiet, if my hair hadn't fallen out and all those kind of things, I think I would have kept it to myself. But, you know, things happened and things changed and through chemotherapy and things over the coming months. So it became, I think, obvious, and therefore I couldn't hide it from anyone. But yeah, really, really sort of really wanted to keep it as something that I wasn't going to be sort of not judged on. That's the wrong word, but I didn't want it to define who I was. And I was very much the PE teacher, very much the netball player, the umpire, the coach, and that's how I wanted to stay.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. Remember, if you're looking for new kit, new accessories as well, head on over to flyhawk.com. Get set for that brand new season and the leagues that are going to be starting soon as well. Time now to hear more from my chat with Sarah Donovan, who's been announced as the Courage Ambassador for World Netball. Take me back to Netball Europe. You were part of that?
Yes, I was. So really, really, really excited. I trialled in the October. So before I had found anything out about the cancer or anything at all, trialled, really excited, trialled going through, really wanted to support first ever team. Was selected pre-Christmas. We had the first training session in the January, which was actually the first training session was the week of the very first chemotherapy I'd had. So at this point, nobody was aware except just immediate family and my flatmate. So I did my first training session, felt a little worse for wear after a heavy international training session, plus Tuesday I'd had my very first chemotherapy. And when I spoke to the coaches, spoke to the girls, they were amazing, absolutely amazing. And I had a very honest conversation about obviously saying I wasn't sure what state I was going to be in or what I was going to manage to do, or, you know, I didn't want to put pressure on those guys to feel like they had to have me because obviously the situation had changed. But by hook or by crook, I suppose I was determined it was going to be my motivator to train and get through all the way to May, when we went out to Gibraltar for that first competition. Absolutely amazing. I mean, to get there, I think was a huge accomplishment for me. I'd was on, like I said, the chemotherapy, multiple other drugs. My hair had all gone at this point. I'd, through all the hormone control drugs, I'd put on, you know, a bit more weight than I was used to. So my feet were a little bit heavier. I'd moved from gold attack back to gold shooter because I couldn't do that level of running around anymore. Not to say that the gold shooters don't work hard. I have, well, you know, it's a busy position. But yeah, I mean, I genuinely enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. It was exhausting. It was exhilarating. The team were amazing. You know, it was a really good mixture of the older, established, more experienced players that I'd known for years here in Dubai, and then a brilliant mixture of girls that had been in Nudestown for sort of, you know, the 2-3 year period. And it was fantastic. Really, really enjoyed it. Really amazing opportunity for the UAE, but also for myself. So to get through that weekend and then to finish where we did, you know, to be able to sort of, you know, finish high up on the table, put lots of goals away that weekend. It was gave, you know, Netball Ireland and Isle of Man, who were there for the first time as well, and Gibraltar, really good run for their money. It was really enjoyable.
Since the news has been announced, a lot of the fellow players have obviously shared congratulations online. How do you feel when you see messages like that online?
It's very overwhelming. Very overwhelming. I mean, there's been messages from guys I've played with in the past, the guys I'm playing with out here now, coaches, that ex-pupils, parents of pupils. I mean, there's also people I've never met. Lynn Carpenter did a fabulous job at Netball Europe during that initial weekend, where we discussed it openly, and I was happy to talk about that and how it was affecting me, but how important netball was and how great the netball family had been. So through the blog I did, and the big push that Lynn had put on to have it linked through Netball Europe, people were following the story. And I don't think I'd realised how big an impact it had had, and how many people I think have been touched by cancer, even if it isn't breast cancer. More and more people were messaging me and speaking to me about friends and family, parents, sisters that have had cancer. And it was one of those things where I think, you know, I was very aware that breast cancer and all cancers were out there, but I think until you're really in it, became very aware that it's more prevalent. I mean, the stat at the time, which I'm sure is out of date now, when I was diagnosed, it was one in eight women are diagnosed with breast cancer. And all we kept saying, the girls I played with kept saying, you know, that's a team, that's the netball team, that's the girls we go every week and we play with, that's one. And I always used to joke and say that I was very happy to be the statistic for our group of girls, and that would tick it off, and nobody else would have to go through that. I'd hit that statistic for us. Yeah, I can't tell you how overwhelmed I've been, and amazing messages, you know, coming through on Instagram and Facebook. But what an amazing honour, you know, for World Netball. I can't thank them enough. I'm super excited by it. Really, you know, hoping that I can, you know, raise that profile and inspire some other people to take to the court.
Inclusion as well. It's a sport for all, and we see it every day, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a teacher through and through. So as much as I love that sort of that top end level and that level of success, for me, it's just as important when I go into my FS lessons, the foundation stage with the little ones, just to see that first catch, the first shot that ever goes.
Have you thought about trying netball? Nipples are great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Just, you know, to get them out on the court running around. I mean, I coach with the Netball Academy, and I've got these teeny guys running around on the weekend, and they're just so excited. No thought of the result. They just want to be part of the team and be running around with their friends playing netball. Yeah. It's, and that's what it's all about. I think the higher the elite level will come, but you've got to get them having fun to begin with.
Who's your team at the minute?
So I play with my group of friends. We renamed our team a year ago, or a year and a half ago now, to the Bazookas. So we play in pink as our dresses. And then I play on a Wednesday night with the Dubai Hurricanes ladies, another group of girls, a real mixture of the couple of girls that were on the UAE team as well. I mean, COVID's been difficult. The pandemic in the last 18 months has been really difficult. I kind of took a step back, you know, because I'm not massively vulnerable, but it was a concern to be, because I'm still undergoing different treatments to keep everything at bay. So understandably, having to move myself away from gatherings, and Dubai were amazing. The UK changed the rules. So you had the 4 feet and tried to make the distancing a bit more standing off your player. With Dubai, the leagues went back down to playing almost fast five, but it was an adaptation of fast five. And coming out of the second surgery, It's taken me a bit longer. I mean, the surgeries were always the thing that worried me. I think it's the physicality of it, you know, having two major operations on your chest, affecting your arms and trying to get the physio and get back into shooting, especially for me. I always found that quite a natural process and just trying to get comfortable again and find, you know, get back into your zone when you're playing. So that was difficult. But yeah, I mean, I'm hopeful, really hopeful that the season will start relatively normal in September here when we come back. And they've made great leaps and strides here to get those leagues operational. The schools haven't had much activity, so they've kept those kind of separate. But it'd be nice to see. It's lovely to see it on the television. Obviously, I'm blue and gold all the way through. So Team Bath and supporting those guys this season's been brilliant. But I'm really excited for the big finals, the big semis coming up, coming out of Australia as well. So it'd be nice to instead of watching so much netball, it'd be nice to be back playing.
And finally, in closing, will netball have said you've got a role to play in the Netball World Cup? Any idea what that is just yet?
Oh no, massively excited for it. What an opportunity, what a trip. Yeah, as the ambassador, I'm still finding out day by day what that will entail. I'm hoping that it'll be an opportunity to do some meets and greets and chat to some people, and hopefully, as I said, just to inspire a few more people to get to the court and get out and play. But yeah, South Africa, well, it just would be an amazing. I've been to Cape Town before, an amazing country, the nation over so friendly and welcoming. It'd be a great showcase after everything that's gone on for World Netball to really launch everything that they've proposed in the last few months. I think it's a great stage for female sport and netball.
Sarah, maybe just a final piece of advice. I mean, I admit I'm throwing this on you, but how good a sport is it to be involved with?
Yeah, I think it's very rare in this day and age that there's something that you can lay claim as a sort of a female sport from a young age. It's becoming more and more inclusive now, but for a group of young girls to get together and you know, really bond and play and chat, the social side is always massive for me. I mean, I've always been a big team games player because of that social side is epic. It's kept me going all the way into my 40s now, the fact that I can happily turn up at a netball court and be friends in an instant because we share the love of that one thing, and that one thing is netball. So for the young ones out there, I think, you know, and if you've got young ones at home, I would encourage them to get to a netball club. It isn't about being on the court and winning leagues and winning medals. It's about getting out there and playing. I think so much is learnt as a team playing netball, but it's something for life. You know, I've got friends now that are doing, my mum and a few other people at home are walking netball. So, you know, it's still carrying on well into the 60s and beyond. So it just shows you how great a sport it actually is.
Thanks as always for your support. Plenty going on. Follow us on Twitter. We're at The Netball Show. Or if there's news and information from your club, send us an email. info@thenetballshow.co.uk.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.